Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church, and we are in our 970th day together in the Word of God. 970 days of looking one chapter at a time through the Word of God. Ezekiel 13 is before us this morning. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your faithfulness day after day. You feed us from your Word because you love us. And we thank you for that. Please feed us today from Ezekiel 13. Write these words in our hearts and help us to be discerning. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Ezekiel 13. The word of the Lord came to me. Son of man, prophesy against the prophets of Israel who are prophesying, and say to those who prophesy from their own hearts, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, woe to the foolish prophets who follow their own spirit and have seen nothing. Your prophets have been like jackals among ruins, O Israel. You have not gone up into the breaches or built up a wall for the house of Israel that it might stand in battle in the day of the Lord. They have seen false visions and lying divinations. They say, declares the Lord, when the Lord has not sent them, and yet they expect him to fulfill their word. Have you not seen a false vision and uttered a lying divination whenever you have said, declares the Lord, although I have not spoken? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, because you have uttered falsehood and have seen lying visions, therefore, behold, I am against you, declares the Lord God. My hand will be against the prophets who see false visions and who give lying divinations. They shall not be in the council of my people, nor be enrolled in the register of the house of Israel, nor shall they enter the land of Israel. And you shall know that I am the Lord God, precisely because they have misled my people, saying peace where there is no peace. And because when the people build a wall, these prophets smear it with whitewash, say to those who smear it with whitewash that it will fall. There will be a deluge of rain, and you, O great hailstones, will fall, and a stormy wind will break out. And when the wall falls, will it not be said to you, where is the coating with which you smeared it? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, I will make a stormy wind break out in my wrath, and there shall be a deluge of rain in my anger, and great hailstones in wrath to make a full end. And I will break down the wall that you have smeared with whitewash, and bring it down to the ground, so that its foundation will be laid bare. When it falls, you shall perish in the midst of it, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Thus will I spend my wrath upon the wall and upon those who have smeared it with whitewash, and I will say to you, the wall is no more, nor those who smeared it. The prophets of Israel who prophesied concerning Jerusalem and saw visions of peace for her when there was no peace, declares the Lord God. And you, son of man, set your face against the daughters of your people, who prophesy out of their own hearts, prophesy against them, and say, thus says the Lord God, woe to the women who sew magic bands upon all wrists, and make veils for the heads of persons of every stature in the hunt for souls. Will you hunt down souls belonging to my people, and keep your own souls alive? You have profaned me among my people for handfuls of barley and pieces of bread, putting to death souls who should not die, and keeping alive souls who should not live, by your lying to my people who listen to lies. Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I am against your magic bands with which you hunt the souls like birds, and I will tear them from your arms, and I will let the souls whom you hunt go free, the souls like birds. Your veils also I will tear off and deliver my people out of your hand. and they shall be no more in your hand as prey, and you shall know that I am the Lord. Because you have disheartened the righteous falsely, although I have not grieved him, and you have encouraged the wicked that he should not turn from his evil way to save his life, therefore you shall no more see false visions or practice divination. I will deliver my people out of your hand, and you shall know that I am the Lord. So the Lord here is speaking out a word of condemnation for these false prophets, people who have said, declares the Lord, when the Lord has not spoken. And this brings me to one of my pet peeves of something that is very common within the Christian world, especially in America, within evangelical Christianity, and that is people saying, the Lord said to me, or the Lord told me, or the Lord said, and they're not quoting scripture. They're just talking about a feeling they have, is the reality of it. The honest truth of it is they're talking about a feeling, an inclination, a desire, a longing that they have that arises from their heart and their soul, and they attribute the voice of God to it. The Lord told me to give you $100. The Lord told me to leave this church and go join that church. The Lord told me not to, and there's no audible voice of God. There's no confirming signs. There's no call from God to a prophetic office. It's just a feeling. It's just your own thoughts, really. And people will say it's the Lord. Now, does God lead his people? Absolutely, God leads his people. He does so by his word and his spirit. The word of God, the Bible, the scriptures, what we are here looking at day by day, this is the voice of God to his people. And the spirit convicts our hearts and leads us in paths of righteousness through this word that God has given us. And one of the things he's telling us today is to beware of false visions and lying divinations, because not everyone who says, declares the Lord, actually is speaking the word of God. And so we need to have discernment. And this chapter gives us some guidelines for how we can exercise that discernment. There are falsehoods and lying visions, people who say that they have a word from the Lord when there is no word from the Lord. And there's some characteristics that tend to be true of this kind of false prophecy. One is that they like to pronounce peace. They say peace where there is no peace. And then they like to whitewash the sinful deeds of the people. So they say to people, oh, everything's great. Everything's going to be fine. You can have your best life now, right? You just need to declare, I am strong. I am beautiful. I am successful. And that will come to pass because you have said it. That's the kind of thing that is exactly being pointed out here in Ezekiel 13 as being the marks of a false prophet, of someone who's not speaking the word of the Lord. They're saying peace where there is no peace, and they're spreading whitewash on the works of the people. The people are selfish, the people are prideful, the people are unbelieving, the people are rebellious, and they just put whitewash over it. They smear it with whitewash, meaning they want to make it look good. But God says, I'm going to send rain and hailstones, and the walls are going to fall. In other words, there's not going to be peace. There's not going to be prosperity. There's not going to be success. Because you're rebellious, and you're idolatrous, and you're selfish, and you're disobedient. And so it's all going to fall apart, and no matter how much varnish you put on it, no matter how much whitewash you smear all over it, it's going to come tumbling down. And specifically, Ezekiel is talking about the fact that all of Jerusalem is going to be destroyed, the temple is going to be destroyed, and the people are going to be taken off into exile. Now, why are the false prophets doing this kind of thing? Well, it's because they get money or food from it. Look at verse 19. You have profaned me among my people for handfuls of barley and for pieces of bread, putting to death souls that should not die, keeping alive souls who should not live, by your lying to my people who listen to lies. In other words, what are they doing? Well, there are certain things like idolatry, sorcery, divination, false prophecy, that are completely unacceptable according to the law of God. But they say, oh, it's okay. This is one way that the Lord will speak to us. And then there's people who are earnestly speaking the truth, people like Jeremiah, who's in the city right now. Remember, Ezekiel's in exile, and Jeremiah is in the city of Jerusalem, and he's speaking the truth, and they keep putting him in prison or throwing him in the cistern. So the false prophets, all they really care about is what's in it for them, right? Grease my palm, give me some food, give me some comfortable living, and I'll tell you what you want to hear. They are for hire. They are mercenary. They tell people what they want to hear in exchange for profit. And God says, I am against you, because what they're actually doing is hunting down souls that belong to the Lord. They are targeting, they are victimizing, they are conning, they are extorting money from people who belong to God. We see this happening today with politicians, with booksellers, with program promoters. They're like, here's a product that you can buy, and we'll make some money, and we can all just get along. You can keep your sin. I'll say there's nothing wrong with it. In the name of the Lord, you'll feel good and sleep at night, and I'll be a little bit richer. That is just wrong. It is just wrong, and yet you see it. If you look around, you'll see it all around you. In prosperity preachers, in peddlers of God's word, and God speaks out against that. What does God want us to do instead? God wants us to look to his word. If we want to know what the Lord declares, let's go to his word and see what he declares. And what he declares is his own character that's revealed to us, and his will for us, what we are to believe concerning him, and what he requires of us, which is faith and obedience, and the grace which by the Holy Spirit makes that faith and obedience possible, makes it real, gives it to us. So that is where we're to go. Instead of to the false prophets or the talking heads or the flatterers or the whitewashers, let's go to the Word of God. Let's see what God says, and let's respond to his voice, to what he's really declared, not just what somebody feels might sell well. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Your word is truth. It exposes the motives of human hearts. It gives us discernment so that we can see the world rightly as it is, not the way it's being sold to us. Help us to walk in faithfulness and listen in sincerity, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, thanks for joining me for Ezekiel 13. Tomorrow we're going to go on to chapter 14. And I do hope you have a blessed day in the Lord.